In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen. Today in the Orthodox Church is the Sunday of the Samaritan Woman, the Sunday of Saints Fotini, or in Slavic languages, Svetlana. Fotini means illumined one, and it was Saint Fotini who at the well accepted the living water which Christ offered to her, and who proclaimed Christ to the people of Samaria and throughout the Roman Empire. Saint Fotini was eventually martyred under the Emperor Nero along with her sons and her sisters. There's a lot that could be said about this biblical account today, where we meet Saint Fotini at the well. Wells in the Old Testament were often places of meeting, even betrothals. Abraham's servant meets Rebekah at a well, where she is charitable to both the servant and his camels. Jacob meets Rachel at a well. Moses also, in a way, meets his wife at a well. Wells are seen as places of life. Young Jewish men could socialize with young Jewish women at wells, away from their parents, in the hopes of finding a spouse. They also literally give life to the inhabitants that surround them. That's the imagery that we're working with in today's gospel reading. Wells were places of meeting. They're places of socialization, places of life, and places where the first fruits of marriage blossomed. With this in mind, there is a betrothal that takes place today. Of course, Christ isn't at the well to meet his future earthly wife, God forbid, and the Samaritan woman isn't there to meet another husband, but there is a betrothal which occurs around this well. We know the scene. Saint Fotini, a Samaritan woman who had come to draw water from the well, encounters Jesus. Despite the social and religious barriers that existed between Jews and Samaritans, Jesus engages her in conversation and asks her for water. Saint Fotini is surprised. Jews have no dealings with Samaritans, as the gospel tells us. And yet they strike up a conversation, with Christ slowly revealing to Saint Fotini who he is as the Messiah, while he also brings out of her the truth of her own life and who she is. Christ gives the Samaritan woman the living water. Christ pours out the revelation of his Father upon her and speaks to her of all she ever did, even though initially she is shocked that a male Jew would be speaking to her, a Samaritan. And so this Samaritan woman, Saint Fotini, in a way becomes betrothed to Christ. In the tradition of the church, after she herself comes to follow Christ, she not only converts many Samaritans around Palestine to the Christian faith, but also her entire household. Her five sisters are also saints, as well as her two sons. Saint Fotini evangelized throughout the Roman Empire, including in Carthage and Rome, enlightening those lands to the extent that she was able. In a way, through Saint Fotini, her entire family became betrothed to Christ as well. How many of us have been brought to the faith, to Christianity, not through our own doings, but by that of a spouse or a sibling or a friend? So Saint Fotini was betrothed to Christ, and Christ was her groom, because the church is the bride of Christ, the bridegroom. And she followed in the footsteps of the bridegroom in the most literal sense, in her martyric witness for the faith. The same could be said about her entire family and household. This was especially true of Saint Fotini's own son, Saint Victor. Victor was a decorated military commander. He was brought by the Emperor Nero to arrest and punish Christians in Italy. An Italian official named Sebastian told Victor that he knew of Victor and his family's Christianity, and that if he and his mother could keep quiet, any spoils left behind by the Christians that Victor reported on and imprisoned would be his. This, of course, was ridiculous to Victor, and he responded by saying that he wished to preach Christianity like his mother and his brother. Sebastian was offended and responded, "O Victor, we all know what woes await you and your mother and your sisters and your brother." But Victor was not daunted, and he refused. And while it is true that Victor was led to Rome as a prisoner, bound in shackles for his love of Christ, beside him also came Sebastian, that city official, whom he converted after he healed him of an eye affliction that fell over him. On his way to Rome, the Lord himself appeared to Victor and gave him a new name, Fotinus, or Fotinus, like that of his mother, Fotini, because of his evangelistic efforts, because of his role as an enlightener and an illuminator. In Rome, the saintly family, along with Sebastian the official, would live for 3 years imprisoned before they were executed for the crime of their betrothal to Christ. It is said in the life of this saintly family that the prison in which they dwelled became like a paradise, bright and fragrant, where those pagans who dared to enter more often than not came away Christians themselves. I won't go into all the gory details of what these future saints suffered in prison, but all of them were martyred for their faith in Christ, brought about by their mother and their sister and their friend, Saint Fotini. Saint Fotini's own death came when she was thrown down a well, the last of her family to suffer for the Christian faith. A well brought Christ to Saint Fotini, and a well brought Saint Fotini to Christ. I don't know if Saint Fotini expected her and her family to suffer in the ways that they did for Christ, just as I don't know if Abraham expected God to ask for the sacrifice of his son Isaac. We also don't know if David expected to be king of Israel, right? The path laid out for many early Jews and later Christians and for us is a straight and narrow path. But paradoxically, it's a straight and narrow path filled with countless twists and turns in our lives. For us in Oklahoma, the best thing we can do is be a Saint Fotini to those around us. We have drunk from the well of Christianity, from Christ himself, and we are called upon to lead others to this well. We cannot force others to drink. We can offer them the living water. The wells of Christ's church run deep. They're inexhaustible. And as Christ says, the wells that are given to us by Christ will become springs of water within us. If we wish to be fed by the living waters of Christ, it begins with our own betrothment to Christ as well. It begins with a prayer, a request, a prayer that Saint Fotini said today, although perhaps she didn't know it. Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. We can say this prayer every day, anywhere that we are. We say it when we say, give us this day our daily bread in the Lord's Prayer. It's the same exact idea. The church exists today because of this prayer. Lord, give me this water that I may not thirst. It's such a pure and simple prayer offered to Christ today by Saint Fotini, a saint who is equal to the apostles in her evangelism and a great martyr of the Orthodox Church. May our own prayers begin in such purity and simplicity. And may our own betrothments to Christ be as faithful as that of Saint Fotini and her family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen.